Brazil announced today that it's rejecting an offer of $20 million that the G7 countries have pledged to help fight the fires in the Amazon, suggesting instead that that aid might be better used to reforest Europe. Relations between Brazil and the West have been tense this week, with President Jair Bolsonaro blaming non-governmental organizations for setting the blazes and the West blaming him for his loose environmental policies. But there's another group with a stake in this, and that's us, the consumers, who buy much of the beef and other products that the Amazon is being burned to provide, nearly $300 million worth in 2017 before a food safety ban went into effect, a ban President Trump has said he'd like to lift. So what's a conscious consumer supposed to do? Joining me now is Christian Poirier, director of Amazon Watch, a nonprofit that works to protect the Amazon and a critic of the Bolsonaro government. Christian, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We spoke to a Brazilian scientist last week who implored consumers here to know their supply chains, in his words. But that's not actually very easy to do. Is there anything consumers can do to responsibly buy burger meat or other food products that could be coming from the Amazon?
Well, increasingly, we're seeing the U.S. is considering importing more beef from Brazil, which would be an absolute catastrophe. Donald Trump and Jair Bolsonaro are talking about a free trade agreement that could open the floodgates to the kind of destructive activity we're seeing today in terms of beef production, because beef is driving the vast majority of illegal deforestation and indeed driving the fires we're seeing today, because many of these fires were set by Brazilian cattle ranchers to expand their operations. One of the companies we identified in our report, JBS, is very active in the U.S. as well. In 2017, they had almost $30 billion in revenue in this country alone, and they own companies or have the majority ownership in companies like Pilgrim's Pride, which is a well-known brand that people buy and maybe not be aware or not aware that they're buying into a highly corrupt and destructive company. JBS has been involved in sprawling corruption scandals in Brazil and is already ensnared in a number of dirty business operations here in the United States. Meanwhile, we American consumers are consuming goods that go right back into the pockets of these bad actors in Brazil.
It does seem, though, that it is still pretty difficult for a consumer on a day-to-day basis to be able to make smart decisions about their lives that would, you know, align with their values.
Well, one thing we saw in the recent IPCC report is that we can limit our consumption of meat, because if we do that, we are going to get 20% closer to the solution that we need to keep our planet from only rising 1.5 degrees Celsius. In other words, to avoiding the worst of the climate crisis. So part of the solution here is changing our habits in some degree. And yes, it is difficult to know where our products come from. If possible, we can limit the purchase of products that are linked to companies such as JBS, as I just mentioned. We also need to call on our political leaders to stand up to the Jair Bolsonaro regime today and not do business under these conditions. So it's not just a consumer question. It's also a political question, increasingly.
Do you think that the global attention that's been captured by the Amazon fires is crystallizing this idea in more consumers' minds that there is a connection between the two?
Absolutely. I think that the fires today are really an alarm bell. This has been going on for many years. This is not the beginning of wholesale Amazon destruction, unfortunately. But the crisis we're witnessing today is a wake-up call to the world. And while I am distressed to see what is happening on the ground, particularly to indigenous communities who have been working hard to preserve their forests and are now experiencing over 3,500 fires on indigenous territories in the Amazon alone, to traditional peoples, to smallholders who are all suffering, we also see an opportunity here. We see an opportunity to make the powers that be them political or corporate, understand that their time is up, that this is no longer the way we want to do business, no longer the way we want to consume commodities linked to wholesale human rights abuses and forest destruction that are leading towards a crisis and emergency for all of humanity.
How much do you think these individual decisions matter? Whether, you know, say, for instance, you just choose to stop eating meat and that's all you do. I mean, is that a big enough individual decision to feel like you are contributing to the solution?
I think if enough people limit their meat consumption, we're on our way to doing something right. That's precisely what the IPCC report mentions, is that it's not about necessarily taking drastic steps to change our diets or drastic steps to change our lives, but to make like small incremental steps at a large scale. We all need to understand that we have a role together, not just as individuals. Therefore, the work here is not about one person deciding to limit their beef consumption or what have you. It's about people working together within their networks, getting informed, getting active, and understanding that there are ways to push back. There are ways to find solutions today.
Christian Poirier, director of Amazon Watch, a nonprofit that works to protect the rainforest and its indigenous people. Christian, thank you.
Thank you.
JBS did not give us a comment for this story, but has said in the past they do not acquire animals from farms involved with environmental crimes. In 2017, JBS signed a plea deal admitting to bribing politicians in one of Brazil's largest corruption scandals ever.